Just Me, a place to be me, where you get to experience life, because life is a journey, not a guided tour. If you want the rainbow, you have to go through the rain. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us today. Last week, we discussed different things about rest, relaxation, and then the responsibilities that we have as individuals on a daily basis, and what that looks like. Also, we spoke about how our core beliefs, what we have been inundated with growing up, can impact how we rest and relax, and what our expectations are as far as our capabilities in doing things on a daily basis, and the responsibilities that we have, and what we accept into our life, and how we juggle and manage all that, and what that looks like as far as incorporating rest and relaxation into our lives. So we're going to pick back up with that concept. Again, last week we discussed an activity called What's on Your Plate, and it's kind of fitting because the holiday is right around the corner, and the holiday, Thanksgiving, is a time where we do a lot of gathering, and there can be opportunities to get lots of plates at different people's houses, and we tend to load up food on our plate, and just enjoy that camaraderie, that discussion, fellowship, and we eat a lot. But when we take that in more of a metaphorical context and we kind of attribute it to our own lives, and we have so many things on our plate that we get stuffed, that we get, you know, filled up, our tummies are full for Thanksgiving. But metaphorically speaking, in our own personal lives, if we add too much to our plate, that feeling of stuffness, that feeling of I'm full, can look and be very overwhelming. And so that can look like being irritated with people. It can look like being isolative, not wanting to talk to people. It can look like having anxiety, or it can look like different various things. It can look like maybe trying to do different things to calm down those nerves or that depression or anything of that nature. So instead of looking at the reactive ways of how to address symptoms of feeling stuffed and overfull with stuff on our plate, let's start by really taking a step back and acknowledging that we don't really have to put as much on our plate as we have been doing, and what that looks like as far as rest and relaxation and incorporating that into our daily lives. So that by the end of the month, by the end of the week, by the end of the day, we're not feeling stuffed, hungover, belly's about to explode, mind's about to explode. And I hope that you guys catch the metaphor that I'm trying to weave in and out of here. Ms. Sharina, what you got?
Yes, what you expressed regarding the holidays coming up. And we do a lot of getting together with people, and yes, like going to different homes or different places and eating. And what that does, yes, it really makes us feel stuff physically. And it also can interfere with, you know, what we were taught around the holidays is really to get together and rest. Mm-hmm. So when you eat a lot during the holidays, you do get stuff. But I'm wondering if we're neglecting different types of rest that we may need. Mm-hmm. And one of them is mental rest. Mm-hmm. And mental rest is something that we need, because usually when it's around the holidays, a lot of us are mentally drained because we really have not had a vacation since probably the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And we don't take that time for mental rest mm-hmm. in the holidays. And a lot of us were not taught to take mental rest. because around the holidays we are cooking, we are people are coming over, so we're overextending ourselves
Even more.
even more. Yes, even more as it relates to, making sure everybody else is okay. But really, do we receive that mental rest as we talk about rest and relaxation and what we receive from our family members and our plate being full? Do we actually take time to receive mental rest? So things that we, once again, things that we were taught from our families is basically coming together and cooking and doing things. But I know in my family, we didn't talk about having that mental rest during the holidays. But what I have done for myself and being intentional with doing is making sure that I do get that mental rest during the holidays. And how I do that is just try to take short breaks throughout the day when I'm off, for the holidays. Set a timer to remind myself to stay away from things that can cause a lot of stress. And I know when certain family members come, they can be overstimulating. So really making sure that I be mindful as it relates to how long I'm in their presence. And also during that time when you're seeing all these people, or whenever I see a lot of people, I try to take a few deep breaths and really stay in the present when I'm with them. And not spending all day with the family members, probably spending half of the day with them and using that other half of the day, like really getting mental rest. And because what we don't do a lot is disconnect. And disconnect is very, very important as it relates to mental rest. And some of the ways I found to do that is to make sure that, whenever I am away from family during the holidays, like really sitting down and making sure things are quiet around me, not having social media on my phone. I may look at a Hallmark movie just to try to calm my mind, knowing that I am just leaving an environment where it was so much going on as it relates to us being together during the Thanksgiving meal, like really making sure that I'm intentional with that mental rest.
And I think that there are various ways to really incorporate that mental rest and relaxation. We're specifically talking about the holiday of Thanksgiving right now, and how we, if your family is of this nature where you're all getting together and socializing and having cooking meals and different things of that nature, it can be very stimulating to a certain extent, because you have aunts and uncles and relatives and cousins, maybe who you haven't had consistent communication with all year, but then we're all coming together. And so really making sure that whatever, however long your break is throughout the holiday, that you are putting those moments in for yourself to regroup, to check in with your emotions. Because a lot of times when we do have family members that come over or we engage with family members, there may be some things in the past that may come up or triggers that may pop up that may initiate a not very common reaction, or may have spark something that made you reflect on something that happened in the past. So making sure that you take moments periodically to check in with yourself, ask yourself, hey, how am I doing? What am I feeling? So that you're not lashing out to people or putting feelings, unprovoked feelings onto individuals that you did not intend for it to be. But then also there's this concept of rest and relaxation where, why do we have to wait until the holidays or the school breaks in order to really schedule ourselves for that rest and relaxation? And that's where the concept comes in of making sure that you have that mental rest and relaxation throughout your life and throughout the day, and not just waiting until Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July, Labor Day, because those were holidays that were kind of assigned, and we were told that we can have off those days, or your job was told you that you could have off those days. But in all actuality, that rest and relaxation needs to be incorporated throughout your entire life so that there's not these spurts of wellness happening, but there's a consistency of wellness happening. And for me, that looks like, or I would recommend for anybody, that looks like really checking in with your emotions. I tend to get a lot of mental clarity when I go to the gym or when I am by myself. I'm able to, A, really focus in on how I'm feeling about certain situations and really check my initial core thought to see if it really relates to the situation that I'm experiencing.
So what you're talking about now is called physical rest. So you have passive physical rest or active physical rest. So passive physical rest means time spent asleep and napping. Like really taking time to take a nap. Taking the time to take a nap. And it don't have to be like 30 or 40 minutes. It could be like 5 or 10 minutes to reset. But the other one, what you just expressed, is called active physical rest. That's when you exercise or do things like get a massage or stretching or yoga. So what I'm hearing you say when it comes to going to the gym, that's a physical rest.
That is a physical rest for me. And I know that there are some clients that I work with who will say, after I do a good workout at the gym, I feel much better. My dad was the same way, military man, retired military, and that's how he used to get his physical rest in, his physical rest and relaxation. And it wasn't until I got older that I recognized that means something to him. He would never miss a day of going to the gym or working out, whether it was at home running or whether it was going to the gym after work. And there were certain nuances that we knew not to do when my dad was coming back from the gym because he was trying to reset. And I can appreciate that now as an adult. There was this post on social media where it's black families running together. And so I don't have the link right now, but on November 25th is a day where you can register, and instead of playing spades, instead of talking and just laying around and letting Thanksgiving dinner kind of sit in and on that tummy and you feeling sluggish and exhausted, it really challenges families to really get out and walk.
Job.
And that is a type of active physical rest and relaxation. Doing it with a incorporating your kids in there, incorporating your spouse in there. It's a 5K challenge. You can either walk it or you can run it. But yeah, that's another example of physical rest and relaxation. So this physical rest and relaxation doesn't have to happen right after the holidays or during the holidays when we have been told that we can rest. It can happen throughout your life so that when the holiday does come, you're not trying to decompress from a pent up 6 months of stress. And then the last thing that we're going to talk about is the social rest and relaxation. And for social rest and relaxation, there are some people who get that energy in from other interactions with friends, with families. But then there are other people who are okay with distancing themselves and saying, hey, I need a break from friends, family, and social interaction. And there is no right or wrong answer. It's what you get the rest and relaxation from. If you are a person that gets energy from socialization and being around people, bringing around crowds, and just getting that liveliness of everything, then check in with yourself. Is this something that you're doing on a basis where it can help you develop your sense of support? Or is this something that you do few and far between where you're not giving yourself that opportunity to socially rest and relax? For me, I have to unplug. I have to take a step back from people. I'll go missing for about a week. And then, because I need to socially rest and relax, I can't people too much. What about you, Miss Smith?
Well, yes, when you said that, my brother does that. He would say, "Okay, sisters, I am going away." He said, "I'll be gone away for about 2 weeks." So he shuts down from everyone, social media, and just talking to people. And he lets us know ahead of time that he needs to take that rest. Yes, for me, yes. How I deal with social rest is just saying no. So if I feel depleted, I would turn down invitations to certain things or events, and I just use that time to recharge at home. Another way is I change up my hangouts. So instead of me going out to dinner or hanging out with friends, I would probably do something like a paint and sip class or something that is low stimul not that stimulating. And also, the way I get social rest is when I do go out with friends, I will leave distractions at home as it relates to different types of devices or things that can keep me distracted, and just limit the size of the group that I'm dealing with. So really being very intentional with looking at all my support systems, because I'm a person that I really root for, advocate for people having different types of support systems. So if I want social rest, I will spend time with friends that are low key. Yeah. So once again, saying no to activities or invitations, also changing up my hangouts, not doing a lot of people, probably do smaller groups of people. And when I'm with those smaller groups of people, being very intentional with when I'm with them, and probably do a low key activity.
And there is no right or wrong answer. It's what's best for you. And being okay with acknowledging that you need different types of rest and relaxation physically, mentally, and socially in order to re-energize. And then I apologize. The last one that we're going to talk about is that spiritual rest and relaxation. And when we talk about spiritual rest and relaxation, it can be in various forms. It can be in the form of really, going to church or talking to your pastor or engaging in congregations or getting the spirit in that form. It could be in the form of you just reading the Bible or reflecting on different passages by yourself. It can be you in the form of really taking a step back, maybe burning some sage. I love sage, burning some incense, and really just taking in the environment around you. It could be various different things as far as spiritual rest and relaxation. Miss Smith, what about you?
Oh yeah, definitely the faith-based organization is something that I do spiritual, when it comes to spiritual rest, and also like small community events where I'm doing a lot of volunteer work. That's very spiritual for me because I am helping others. And also spiritual rest is having like a mentor, someone that I talk to, just to help as it relates to helping me as it relates to my goals regarding my spiritual journey. So you're right. There are so many things that you can do as it relates to defining any of these rest things that we discussed today. So it's based upon you and what you desire.
Absolutely. And being okay and comfortable with allowing yourself to explore these different types of rest and relaxation. Some of us were not. We did not witness that when we were growing up. And so when we don't witness things, when we don't practice things, it's very hard to say that we're going to incorporate that into our adult lives if we haven't seen it, or if we haven't done it, or if it wasn't taught to us. We can say that I'm going to do it differently when I grow up, but then you grow up and then life happens and it begins to be hard to incorporate different behaviors that you haven't practiced for a very long time. And that's one of the key things that myself and Miss Smith, I can definitely, I'm not going to speak for you, but I am going to kind of shine light on some of the challenges that clients and consumers come in with is that they don't know how to relax.
Correct.
And so we really break down that spiritual, that social, that physical, and that mental, spiritual being that expanding that sense of purpose and that meaning in your life. What does your spiritual rest and relaxation look like? Your social rest and relaxation, what does that look like? Developing that sense of connection, belonging, and wellness with a healthy support system. And your support system understanding the nuances that you have of, I have a lot in my life that I have to take care of, so I might need to step away from my social gatherings for a minute, but that doesn't mean I don't like you. That means that I'm trying to regroup myself. Mm-hmm. And then that physical is recognizing that need for physical activity, healthy sleep, that active rest and relaxation versus that passive rest and relaxation. And then we have that mental rest and relaxation, whereas you're really checking in with how you're feeling, how you're doing, and how you're processing different events in your life. Because sometimes we go, and we don't really stop to appreciate the changes and the transitions that are happening in our life, because we're trying to get to the next target or get to the next point. So really processing what's going on in our lives and accepting what we have, and recognizing that some things we can't change and how we deal with that. Any final thoughts, Ms. Smith?
No, I just think you did a good job as it relates to providing different ways that people can rest and how they can utilize it based upon what they desire and how flexible the definitions and the concepts are regarding rest. So we just hope that people utilize these strategies that we discussed today as things they want to implement in their own lives.
Absolutely, absolutely. So until next time, guys, definitely take care of yourself so that we can all take care of each other. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Just Me Therapy podcast. If you are seeking further one-on-one diagnoses, interventions, and treatment plans, please consider scheduling an appointment with an individual counselor at Journeys Counseling Center, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Journeys can be reached at 336-294-1349. The mission of Just Me Therapy podcast is to use authentic conversations to uplift one's mind, body, and soul. The goal of Just Me Therapy is to offer affordable education and insight to individuals who experience financial barriers to accessing individualized behavioral health care services. With that being said, the information, including opinions, advice, and recommendations discussed in this podcast, are intended for individual, informational, and educational purposes only. Such information is not intended to substitute the recommendations of your own licensed therapist or healthcare professional. Although we are licensed behavioral health professionals, we are not your licensed behavioral health professional. As a result, the advice mentioned on this podcast should not replace the recommendations offered by your own qualified health professional.